Okay, tonight's shiur is our final part in our series on Hilchos Yom Tov. The last two parts we discussed cooking and hachana. This evening I want to discuss what I consider the third part of our series, which is fire. Dealing with the fire, dealing with the oven, dealing with the lights, all relevant to the two malachas known as Mechaber and Mavir, turning off a fire, turning on a fire, the two malachas that we have. So what's interesting is everyone knows you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. We spoke about that in our first shiur at length, that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. However, what is interesting, and everyone knows, school children to adults, everyone knows you can only cook, use a fire, if it came from a pre-existing fire. Everyone knows you can't strike a match on Yom Tov, you can't use a lighter on Yom Tov, you can only use a fire that was pre-lit. The question is, why? And where does that come from? And what happens if that's not available? So there's a Mishnah in Beah, number one. Mishnah in Daf Lamed Gimel tells us, Eimotzien Esar, you cannot take out fire. Loi mino eitzim, you can't make wood, you can't take fire from wood. Like they teach you in Boy Scouts, right? You take two pieces of wood and you rub it together, it's supposed to create a fire. I was never so successful in producing a fire that way, but that's the way it's supposed to work. You rub two pieces of wood together, it's supposed to create a fire. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Eimotzien Esar, you cannot take fire. Loi mino eitzim, not from wood. Veloi min avonim, not from stone. Veloi min ofer, not from dirt. You can't take fire, create fire anew on Yom Tov. Question is, why not? If I'm allowed to cook with fire, I'm allowed to use fire, so why can't I strike a match on Yom Tov? So the Mishnah doesn't tell us. The Gemara number two writes, my taimo, why taka can't you create the yesh me'ayin of fire? Says the Gemara, Mishnah, the kamoilid be Yom Tov. Because it's moilid. What does moilid mean? It means you're creating something new. So the question is, so what's wrong with that? I understand on Shabbos, I'm very restricted on what I'm allowed to do, but on Yom Tov, at least cooking and fire, we're allowed to cook, so if I'm allowed to cook, why am I not allowed to make a fire? Moilid means I'm not allowed to make something new. But I'm allowed to take a raw piece of chicken and turn it into a cooked piece of chicken. I'm allowed to take a raw dough and make it into a baked challah. So why can't I take a match and strike and create a new fire? So the Gemara calls it moilid. What does moilid mean? So if you look in Rashi, number three, this is not a Rashi here. It's a Rashi in a different part of the Masechta, but Rashi is explaining the term moilid. What does moilid mean, Dr. Rashi? Shenichnas, the kamoilid reichas, the Rashi is talking about a case where you create a scent. So Rashi, shenichnas the cheres, shlohayi bareyach, v'asu midrabon. It's also midraban. Why? Shahamoilid dover chadish. If you create a new thing, karefu la'ise malacha chadosha. It's like you're doing a new malacha. Okay, we're still not getting into a better lumdus over here. But Rashi does have these two important words, va'asa midraban. And that's going to be very relevant for us tonight. If we can assume that striking a match, or turning on a new gas, or turning on an electric stove is only in nisa midraban, why is that relevant for us? Because then we can go, shvos to shvos, letzairich mitzvah. Whenever you try, whenever you come across an Amir L'Nachri Shaila, you always have to justify, well, Amir L'Nachri is one Shavuos. But then I gotta get to my second Shavuos, and then I gotta get to my Tzorech. So normally, if you want the guy to do a Melacha, that's a Deraisa, so that's not a Shavuos to Shavuos. But if I want a guy to do a Shavuos to Shavuos, I want him to turn on, strike a match for me, because I didn't turn on the match before, I didn't light the match before, so then the Tzorech Mitzvah can be my Yom Tov meal, so then I can justify doing so. But we don't know why exactly is one not allowed to strike a match. So we have Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it Moilet. So there's a Rambam, there's a Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura in his commentary to the Mishnayis writes, Mishum de Moilet, Vidami le Malacha. It's not really a Malacha, but it looks like it's a Malacha. Sheboiri ha'esh hazeh biyamtev. It looks like you're creating a new fire. So the Achrayim point out that this Bar Tanura sounds very much like it's an Issad Rabbanan. The dummy, if it is a malacha, that's not dummy the malacha. Dummy the malacha means it's comparable. It's not a malacha, but it's comparable. It sounds like it's a derabban. Then we come to the Shita Sarambam. Writes the Rambam on Hilchos Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, it's a carry, right?
Yes.
That itself is a hotza, which is one of the malachas.
Right?
Not something that I created new. So something that already existed in the Torah, simply is a koach on Yom Tov because it's Torah on that for whatever reason.
Right.
Go ahead and abrogate that malacha, something that looks like it's a new malacha, even if it is an actual malacha.
Well, the answer is midraban. Midraraisa would be mutter according to these paiskim. Midraraisa, you'd be allowed to strike a match. The rabbanan said, no, we don't want you creating new things on Yom Tov. The question is, well, why not?
What are they protecting?
Right, because if I wanted to take raw dough and make a challah, no one would have a problem with that. So we come to the Rambam. The Rambam writes, you're not allowed to create fire, not from stone, from wood, not from metal. Then he gives you a definition how to do it. You rub them against each other. You hit each other. chinan nefet. Okay, we'll skip all the different create. If you want to know how to make a fire, either go to Boy Scout or read the Rambam. But skip a couple lines. Zok the Rambam. V'chol kiyotze b'zeh osu b'yomtif. Why? Shalai hutu b'yomtif ela lahavir me'esh mitzuya. You can only move a fire that was pre-existing, that was already in the world. Avalaham tzi'esh osur. But to create a new fire, it's osur. Shari efshalam tzi'esh isim b'erev. Because you could have made the fire on Erev Yomtif. You didn't have to make it on Yomtif. You could have made the fire on Erev Yomtif and protected it in a little cup in a little jar. Or turned on the gas on Erev Yomtif. Now that you could have done it before, it's not justifiable on Yom Tov.
So you make the distinction that Rob mentioned about like the challah. But the challah, you'd say, it wouldn't be as good.
Exactly. That's exactly what, if you learn the Rambam Kipshuta, it's like we learned before. That you're not allowed to do things on Yom Tov unless you couldn't have done it before. So a fire is no better because if you turned it on yesterday, you turned it on today. However, one can ask the question, based on this Rambam, what happens if I turn the fire on Erev Yom Tov? And then I wake up the first day Yom Tov, the gas blew out. Or I had a fire and the fire blew out. So now would I be allowed to relight it? The only reason why the Rambam said I'm not allowed to relight it was because I should have done it before. I did do it before. What more do you want me to do? So that's the argument the later Acharonim make, that according to this Rambam, if let's say someone's gas blew out, so his gas blew out, so he turns off the gas, that's safety reasons, which we'll talk more about, now the guy's stuck. He had one burner going the whole Yom Tov, and the gas blew out, he turned it off, now he has now a fire to heat up his food. So the Chayyur, according to the Rambam, you could tell you, I did everything I could have done. Now I can't control what happens, so I should be allowed to do it. But that depends on how you learn this Rambam. It's not clear how to learn the Rambam. If you look in the Taz quotes a Magen Mishnah, that the Magen Mishnah thought pshat in the Rambam was the way we're saying it. And that's the way the Rajma seemed to have understood. It's considered a machshir eichel nefesh. Now let's think about this. What is a fire? A fire is not eichel nefesh. Again, eichel nefesh is cooking. That means direct involvement in the food process. A fire is machshirin. It's like buying the knife to do the meal. It's a step removed. So machshivei eichel nefesh, we have a rule. Any machshivei eichel nefesh has to be done before Yom Tov. So that's the pashat way of learning the Rambam. The Rambam looked at making a fire as not eichel nefesh, it's machshivei eichel nefesh, it's a step removed. And therefore machshivei eichel nefesh is not permitted, it's not permitted if it could have been done before. So the Magen Mishnah, so the Taz over here, number 5, discusses what the Magen Mishnah writes. The Magen Mishnah says, let's say you didn't come to tonight's shir, and you struck a match on Yom Tov. You turned on the gas on Yom Tov, you didn't know anything. No one ever told you. So you thought, if I'm allowed to cook, I'm allowed to move fire, I'm allowed to turn on a fire. So the first day Yom Tov, you turn on the gas, and you cook up a whole Yom Tov meal. Is that food treif? Are you allowed to eat that food on Yom Tov? So the Magen Mishnah writes, Shem hoitzi o'esh, shem mutal l'shtamish. So first of all, the Taz paskins, and this way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, halacha l'maisa, that first of all, you can use that fire. Let's take an example, I need that fire for something else. So I come to my neighbor. Let's say you have a very, not such a religious neighbor, and you say, I want to borrow fire. So he shows you his gas burner. Now, you have no idea, he could have turned on the gas this morning. You have no idea if he knows the halacha. So that's not an issue, you can use his gas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kolshkin, if you cook that food under that gas, the food's for sure okay to eat. So this the Taz has issued. Says the Taz, not true. Right, the Taz lawyer, that's the same data. I don't know why you think that's true. It's not true. Fire is not oichel nefesh, it's machshire oichel nefesh. Machshire oichel nefesh is not permitted on Yom Tov unless it fits the criteria. And we learned, huvaloi machshirov. We had this on the first year when we started Hilchas Yom Tov. The Gemara makes a drasha that only oichel nefesh levadu hu yaseh. Only oichel nefesh and a machshire oichel nefesh. Now you're not allowed to go shopping on Yom Tov. Why can I go shopping? Let's say the grocery store should all be open. I'll go shopping on Yom Tov. The answer is that's machshire oichel nefesh. That's supposed to be done before Yom Tov. Says the Taz, if you didn't do it before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. He writes, "Imkein havedina kimaisa pei roisa b'shavus." A guy takes off maisa from his fruits on Yom Tov. B'meizid oy b'vashu the iser v'ag b'meizid be'er daf yitzayin the iser to be'iser shabbos. I feel the evid aser. It's aser. Elin yev tavshilu the rabbanu makel. Okay. So therefore, the Taz takes issue with this understanding of the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam that the reason why you're not allowed to light a fire is because fire is machshir echal nefesh. Machshir echal nefesh always has to be done before Yom Tov. Says the Taz, I have my own version in the Rambam. Number 6 says the Taz. Even if you want to tell me that making a fire is more in the Eichel Nefesh camp than is in the Machshire camp, it's still not mutter. Says the Taz, an unbelievable idea. Even in the world of Eichel Nefesh, which the Torah permitted, it was only those things that already existed, and you just have to, you know, fix it up a little bit. Again, an animal is in the world, you just have to shecht it, and then cook it, so that you're allowed to do. I needed work. I have a raw piece of meat in my freezer. It's here. I just got to cook it up. But to create yesh me'ayim, something that never existed and you make it exist, this the Torah did not permit. So according to the Taz, it comes out that striking a match or turning on a new gas is not a nisad rabbanon, it's a nisad derais. Because when the Torah permitted oichal nefesh, the Torah only permitted those things that already exist in the world. Now the kash on the Taz is mechatesa. How do you know that? Okay, I don't know. He thinks that's pshat in the Rambam, and he writes imkein hechatira Torah oichal nefesh kimin sheyev shabalay yesh. So he says, once again, we got a big problem over here. If it's impossible to strike a match and you're allowed to cook on Yom Tif, so those two things are contradictory. Talk to Rambam. No, that's what the Rambam means when he says you're allowed to do it before. How do you read the end of the Rambam that you're allowed to make a fire before? So the Magen Mishnah read that Rambam as saying, therefore it's machshir yechol nevesh, which is efel asoisim erev Yom Tif, which is not mutter on Yom Tif. Says the Taz, no, you know where you read the Rambam? The Rambam's bothered with a kasha. If I'm never allowed to strike a match, how am I ever allowed to cook? The answer is you strike the match on every Yom Tov. Talk to Rambam, you make it on every Yom Tov.
Is that consistent with
Neishah Shnol Yom Tov?
What
was
that first Mishnah?
Right, that's Achonah.
That really is consistent with what I was saying here.
Right. That's what it compares it to.
Right.
That's the most extreme level of thing that wasn't
Ba'olam. That's not a point. That's
exactly. So according to the Taz, there's a big nafkamina. If you learn the Rambam like the Magid Mishnah and the Rashba, it's an Issa Rabbon. If you learn like the Taz, it's an Issa de Reis.
What did the Rambam say that it's because of Moilad?
So that's the kasha that they have on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam be so creative? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said Moilad. So that's another kasha they have on the Rambam. The Rambam forgot the reason of the Gemara. So they want to tie in maybe that goof what Moilad means. Moilad means that it's a new thing. You're not allowed to create new things, Yesh Me'ayin. That's another way of reading the Rambam into the Gemara. But that's definitely a Ha'ara. So we have two pshatim in the Rambam. One pshat is because it's Makshirei. Machshire Eichel Nefesh, which was Efshal Asoisi Me'er Yom Tif, or because it's Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin is not Motor Yom Tif. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be, is let's say I did my preparation Erev Yom Tif. I lit the gas on my stove, and I had a light going in the corner. I had a 72-hour yardside candle going, and it blew out. What am I supposed to do now? So according to the Rambam, according to the Magi Mishnah, I did all I could do. But according to the Taz, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. You can stand on your head, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So the Kav HaChaim makes this observation. The Kav HaChaim writes, number 7, V'yesh mi shediktik mizeh, that those who are medaktik, she'im lo yhoye yochol hamtzi yesh me'ev yomtev. Let's say you couldn't have created a fire in every yomtev. Keep going. Shai b'ma'aser, you were locked up. Ay b'midbar, you were in the desert. V'leidit damon lo b'ma'asher yoytzi ad yomtev. Let's say the first availability to have fire was first on yomtev. You didn't have a box of matches, you didn't have a lighter, you didn't have a house, you had nothing. Also, now you show up first night Yom Tov, and also now you can create fire. So Zok the Kav HaChaim, it should be mutter. Chenir dasa Rav Baal Tosfos Sefer Beis Moed Hevi a Rav. He quotes all these people, and this is the opinion of the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef paskins. If you, again, this is a very extreme case. The Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef is not the same case as I lit it on every Yom Tov and the fire went out. He's talking about you mamish had no physical ability to have. Says the Kav HaChaim, you. It doesn't seem like anyone seems to make this comment. It seems like it's a light plug. You're never allowed to create a yesh me'ayin. Okay, so writes the Kav HaChaim. In the Sefer Me'orei Esh, the Sefer Me'orei Esh was written by Rav Shlomo Zalman. It was one of the first Sforim Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote. I think they say he wrote it when he was like 19 years old. He was very young. He wrote the Sefer all about electricity and fire. So in that Sefer, Rav Shlomo Zalman makes this distinction. He writes, everyone's trying to figure out what the Rambam sheet is. Does the Rambam hold Eish, creating new Eish is an Issa D'Oraisa, or the Rambam holds creating new Eish is only an Issa D'Rabban? So the Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, Harei demekulu hani mucha desavi b'das Rambam de'ikra tam de'imaitzin hu mishem davi machshirin, hu lakach osu chilik b'in efshem erev yom tefilo yefshir. Most people assume shot in the Rambam is like the Magen Mishnah and the Rashba, that it has to do with what? It's considered a machshirei oichel nefesh, which you're supposed to do before Yom Tif. Mishum the inu savi, there are those that hold b'das Rambam. The pasuk of Yehuda, the shari lasses af malacha deraisa, the tzerich machshirin shloy efshem etmo. We pasuk of Yehuda that you're allowed to do machshirin even on a deraisa level if I couldn't have done it before. Mashenkin l'das ataz the gamboi chol nefesh atzmi osra atoyra havaris yesh ma'ayin vada hu l'day b'chol inyan osra v'in l'chalik ben efshel ma'etmo lo efshem. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, if you hold it, taz, it doesn't make a difference. According to the taz, it shouldn't matter if I could have done it before, I couldn't have done it before. It's be'etzem osra, it's going to stay be'etzem osra. So points out, so Reb Shlomo Zalman makes the obvious nafkamina would be between the Magen Mishnah's version and the version of the Taz. How do we paskin la halacha? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tov Kuf Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "A moitzian a shloim min oetzim v'loim min avonim." You're not allowed to create a new fire, not from wood and not from stones and not from dirt. Okay. Now, obviously, included in that is striking a match. Including that is turning on your gas oven. Including that is using a lighter. All those things are out. Why? Says the Mishnah Berura, "Neishu b'chol elu hu moilid esh b'yamtiv." That's what the Gemara says. Which reason does the Mishnah Berurah go with? He goes with the reason of not the Taz. He goes with the reason of the Magid Mishnah. Now, why is this important to us? He's picking sides in a very important nafkamina, which means he's saying it's only going to be us in the Rabbana. It's only going to be us in the Rabbana. Now we have a whole slew of heterim which we can use. Mashenki, if he would have went with the Taz, we'd be backed into a corner. So now the shaila is typical shaila. Happened in my house on one of the past Yom Tovim, and it happened. Someone came to my house Shavuos night with such a shaila. What happens? The gas goes out on your fire. Now you prepared everything on every Yom Tov, you're good to go. Then you wake up the next day at some point, whatever it is, you have the window open, the air conditioner's going. The gas that's under the gas that you have blows out. So everyone knows, we'll talk about it on the booklet, if we don't get through this on page 3, you can't let the house fill with gas, that's a pikuach nefesh, so you should turn the gas off, fine. But now you have no fire for Yom Tov. What are you going to do? Your food's going to be cold? What do you do now? So what are our options? You can't turn on the gas, that's hamtzaas esh, that's creating a new fire. Would there be any way to justify, well, I prepared it before? Machshirei she'ef, I couldn't have done any more, what more am I supposed to do? So maybe it would be mutter. So Minchas Yitzchak addresses this shayla number 11. It says in Minchas Yitzchak, I prepared the fire, the cover, and it went out. The reason why you're not allowed to strike a match is because you should have done it before. What more could I have done? So the shayel told the Mishnah Yitzchak, I think this should be the answer, but no one addresses it. What are you passing halacha l'maisa? The guy lit a 72-hour yahrzeit candle. He lit a week-long yahrzeit candle to have his eish, so he can do whatever he needs to do and blow out. What do you want the guy to do?
Would this be for any cooking?
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about a little later. What happens if, let's say, for example, you hold electric lights are the same as regular, and let's say someone left the lights on. So you want to turn off the lights. So you're allowed to do mechabeh letzorech eichel nefesh. So then you have mitoich. So turning off the light should be justified. So we're going to talk about that, believe it, hopefully also that might be justified without asking a guy. Halach lemaisa on Yom Tov, if someone left on a light, he can ask a guy, no shayla. But let's say you don't want to ask a guy. So there's one opinion by the Tzitz Eliezer that holds, yeah, just turn the light off yourself. We'll see how he gets to that. So the Minchas Yitzchak paskins.
All you have is a match.
Huh?
All you have is a match. You can't prepare that before Yom Tov.
Right? So that'd be the same shayla, right? Right? We're talking about most of us have the ability to strike, to create the Eish before, and we didn't. So in a chanami, that'd be the same shayla. A guy who was unable, he pushed, didn't have a match. And all of a sudden, and he has a match with no box. I think the real talented guys know how to do it on their shoe. Right, those guys are really talented. They know how to strike the match on their shoe. Right. I'm not trying it, but... So it's the same shayla. Same shayla. What would you do? So the Minchas Yitzchak Paskins, no, still not mutter. Even though I lit my fire before Yom Tov, and I had my gas going, and I had my yahrzeit candle going, and it blew out, you can't be light. Why? Says the Minchas Yitzchak. Ukinir kabanosei da'avle, she just said, Ramam le'itiu b'chir gavne b'yom Tov. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, because not everything that's machshirei eichel nefesh that couldn't have been done before Yom Tov is mutter on Yom Tov. Why? He says the tikkun kli gomer osel kli yamtiv. Because if you're doing a massive change, a massive toitzah, a massive accomplishment, that is not mutter even on Yom Tov. Ukimavor bepoiskim umehatayim leshitas ha'amor v'haran. Okay, he brings a raya, and then he ends off at the end of the tshuva that since creating a new fire is such a massive accomplishment, even though it's begedim machshir eichel nefesh, which you could argue if I couldn't have done it before, it's mutter, says the Minchas Yitzchak, it's not mutter. It's too big of an accomplishment, and therefore it would not be mutter to turn on the gas. Now, this just means you can't turn on the gas yourself, or you can't strike a match yourself. It doesn't mean you're stuck to sit without food. Says the Debre Tzina Rav, and this is a massive kula, an unbelievable kula from the Debre Tzina Rav. Right, the Debre Tzina Rav. Number 12. Vim yesh choyle o yelot katim mebayis v'tzorech l'or. Let's say you need to have light. It's very dark and the kids are getting nervous. Oy, muchrochem levashel. You need a cook. V'yevshel lahad gamle echem adrochmana. And you can't get a guy. No other options. You're sitting alone. Your gas is off. and you have no way to borrow. You live in, you have no friends, no neighbors, whatever the case may be. You live very far away, and that's it. There's going to be no food on Yom Tov. Food will be cold; it won't be desirable. Says the Be'er Moshe, the Debre Tzinah Rav. He writes, "Ubishem oifin shebeolim gam tircha acher tircha loyal biolim." Nothing else was successful. L'hadig ner oz yifashveish hagafrur biyat simol. Strike the match with your left hand. Kalachayad aidei shenuyim biyadlik. Strike the match with the shinui. Unbelievable. So I guess if he said, turn on the gas with the shinui. Listen, he writes, V'Hashem ha-toiv yichaper avayin. Hashem will forgive you. V'lo yashkes v'yatzilein mishagois. He's signing off. Hashem will forgive you. Abam chidish from the Debre Tzinah Rav. The Debre Tzinah Rav thinks, b'shas atchak, up against the wall, no other option. Do it with the shinui. Strike a match with the shinui. Turn on the gas with the shinui. I don't think this is the accepted approach. I think the accepted approach is more like the Menachas Yitzchak. But you can't. But yeah, I guess if a person is up against the wall, he has no neighbors. Or let's say, for example, it's very windy. Again, you can't find a guy, and you can't borrow from a neighbor because it's very windy outside. Every single time you go outside, right, it blows out. You're stuck. So according to this Debre Tzinah Rav, so again, the better rates would be is to get a guy. Baruch Hashem, we live in very firm populated communities. It's very hard to find a guy. And that's what people say, that when the gas goes out, you should try to find a guy to turn off the gas. I say, where we live, at least where I live in my neighborhood, Kew Garden Hills, by the time I find the guy, the house is filling with gas. It takes a long time to find the guy. If you live in a nice, you know, Hamish community, and then the guy that you do find, you don't want to bring into your house. So it's like a little bit of a catch-22. So I rather, they say over a story, and it was written in one of the Mishpacha magazines about Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, that someone came to Rabbi Yerucham Olshin with this shayla, that his glass blew out. So Rabbi Yerucham Olshin told him, find the guy. So I think the way the story goes, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin himself went to find the guy. He went on the streets of Lakewood to find the guy to bring to this guy's house. Something along those lines. But I think the more logical thing is you got to turn it off right away. The house is filling with gas. It's not healthy. You know, by the time you find the guy, it could take a long time until you find the guy.
If you just turn the bell off to cut the gas, what is the use?
So we're going to talk about the last page. If turning off the gas, the knob itself would be muktza, would be other types of issues. But I would suggest turning it off immediately. So now you're stuck. Now you have no fire. So according to the Debre Tzinah Rav, okay, if you're stuck, so you could turn it off, turn it back on with a shinui. I don't know.
But turning it off, you could do regular? No,
that I did not say. When the gas?
No, turning off the gas.
When the gas is already off? When the fire blew out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see on the last page
you're
of the...
So you're not really doing anything.
So on page 3, I have over here from the Sefer Hilchos Chag V'Chag from Rabbi Karp. So he writes to use a shinui, and we'll see why he writes that. But if I don't get to it, it's one of the last sources on the sheets. Right, so his argument is it's turning it off with a shinui fixes the muktza problem, even though...
That's what I'm saying. If you find it, you don't have to do the shinui.
Yeah, the question is how strong is the pekuach nefesh? And if you can accomplish the same thing, okay, hopefully I want to get to it tonight at some point also. So that's the chiddush from the Debre Tzinah Rav. Again, I don't think that's the accepted custom. But what's the more accepted custom? And this is muskim bakoil, you ask a guy. If your fire goes out, this is what a guy came to me, he came to me the first night of Shavuos. He came to me the first night of Shavuos. His oven turned off, whatever, the gas turned off. So what do? So you ask a guy. Why? Creating a new fire is awesome. So the answer is, it's a shvus, this shvus. Because creating a fire is only nisid rabbanon on Yom Tov. Again, on Shabbos, that's a big problem. You can't do that on Shabbos, that's a nisid rice. But on Yom Tov, it's only nisid rabbanon according to the Rambam. And therefore, amil anochi shvus, this shvus. But that's not the end of the equation. It's got to be shvus, this shvus, the makom mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? You got to have a Yom Tov meal. It's a mitzvah. So Mr. Brewer writes over in number 12, not so posh. Is it so posh that Sudas Yom Tov is a mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah? What constitutes a mitzvah? So Mr. Brewer over here is discussing a shayla. If you're allowed to turn, you're allowed to make butter on Yom Tov. I'm not that familiar in how to make butter. I'm old school, you know, I'm a millennial. If you want butter, you go to the store and you buy butter. That's how you get butter. We don't make these things, right? So I'm sure if you go online, you can figure out how to make butter. But it seems to be there's a halachic issue about making butter. This is already found in the Rambam, an earlier Paiskim. So Mr. Brewer writes this. He says, you're not allowed to make butter on Yom Tov. Hatam gam came ishim boirer. Because it's boirer. I'm making chama, making butter. Vafilu aide akum yesh lahachmer. But it's not even mutter through a guy. Shaila is why not? I thought you told me it's mutter. Says the Sharetzian, why not? Because boirer it's a malacha deraisa. Malacha deraisa is no shvus to shvus. Meaning, if you hold this boirer to make this chema, to make this whey, whatever it is, it's a nisa deraisa. So if it's a nisa deraisa, you can't ask a guy. Zakt Mr. Bruv, Yesh Mekil Mazem, Lutzerich Simchas Yom Tov. Why? Says the Shartzi, because they hold it's only a nisa derabonin. Ah! Shvus to shvus is mutal Lutzerich Yom Tov. But it concludes Mr. Bruv, Vein Lahakal El Lutzerich Kodl. It has to be a Lutzerich Kodl. So if you look at number 15, they write in the Sefer Hilchos HaMayadim, Motar loyma legoy lo hoitzi esh chadosh kishen esh. It's motar to ask a guy to create a new fire if you don't have. Letzoich eichol nefesh, oikidei shielai arbiyantif, or because you need to have light. You have your dining room. Let's say you put up your Shabbos clock for the wrong times, and the light turns off in the middle of the Suda. It's pitch dark. So you go off to a guy and ask him, turn on the light for me. Why? Because since you hold that what? You hold that turning on a fire, a new fire, is only Nisr Rabban. So Shvos, Shvos, Maka Mitzvah is justifiable. So if let's say the lights go off, you ask a guy. Let's say, for example, the fire goes out, you ask a guy. So asking a guy is for sure mutter.
Directly,
nope, no, Shinai, no, there's Rimiza. Straight up with the guy. Then we just quoted again, the Mishnah Berurah says, if let's say, B'dieved, you took the fire incorrectly. Mishnah Berurah says, B'dieved, in Ovar V'hoitzi, let's say you didn't know the halacha, and you struck a match, Yesh Miayin. You turned on the gas, Yesh Miayin. So the fire is mutter, you're allowed to use that fire going forward. So let's, for example, you go to your neighbor, and you think your neighbor's not so religious, but you know he has fire going. And for all you know, he struck the match this morning. The answer is that's his problem. I can still use his fire, even though he struck it on Yom Tov. So he's even Nisr Rabbanan, I'm still allowed to use his fire. Fine. So now we know that's with fire. What about electricity? What's the status of electricity? So we all know the famous Psak from Reb Chaim Moizer, which is recorded in his Sefer Shas and Chuvas Achiezer, but I took it from the Haskoma that he gives to Reb Chaim Moizer, the Sefer. So Mezalman, I told you, wrote the Sefer Ma'ari Eish, all about electricity. And that Sefer, one of the Haskomas, were from Reb Chaim Moizer. So if you look over here, number 17, Reb Chaim Moizer wrote Haskoma, and he writes, I read your Sefer, I enjoyed it very much. He writes a lot of good stuff in there. And he writes that din electriki din grama. Reb Chaim Moizer says, I like what you wrote, that electricity is not grama. Says Reb Chaim Moizer, I like a lot what you wrote. I agree with you 100%. Fire, electricity is real fire. Again, I'm not talking about LED, and I'm not talking about incandescent. I'm talking about good old-fashioned light bulbs like these are not. But an old light bulb, which is hard to find today, but you still have them. So Dr. B'chaim Moizer, that's Mavir and Mechaber, that's real fire. Turning that on is a Nisr D'oraisa, turning it off is a Nisr D'oraisa. And on Yom Tov, it's awesome. So B'chaim Moizer was of the opinion, electricity is just like fire. Fine, but I'm allowed to turn on a fire. Yesh me'ayi na'idei goy. So I'm allowed to ask a guy to turn on the lights. No problem, everything's good. However, there is a minority opinion. They quote a B'shem D'yaruch HaShulchan, but I found a safe called Evan Yukara, that D'yaruch HaShulchan held that electricity on Yom Tov is not awesome. Electricity in Yom Tov is not us.
They say so.
Yeah, they say it's not true. But there are those out there that believe that you're allowed to turn on a fire. You can't turn off, but you can turn on. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik said that they used to do this. They used to turn on all the lights before the end of the day because you can't turn it off. You can only turn it on. So you would turn on the lights in Yom Tov, something like that. But most of the poskim can disagree. But if the Sefer Evan Yukari, he writes, "Hine in Yom Tov ain safik be'enei shahadlokum uteres the havar hutu b'Yom Tov." Again, I'm allowed to move a fire, but didn't we just say you're not allowed to start a fire? Umasherotza la'asim shum ein mamtin eish lemin aitzim ein b'zeh mamish shekasa ba'atim ebereishet dvar v'cheinu emish shal eish elektriki noila be'anster la aidei shemachachin shal matcha zu b'zu v'imkin be'eishu p'seach asa pekak ba'apnas shebe'besik de la'aver esachutin ashe be'kvar eish motzu v'oimid. The argument with electricity is the fire, I'm not creating a new fire. It's already shtickle there. I guess it's like the pilot of the gas. So it's already there. So therefore, I'm not really creating an Eish Me'ayin. All I'm doing is starting from a pre-existing fire, and therefore it's mutter. This was not the accepted opinion of Reb Shem Zalman, not the accepted opinion of Halach Lamaisa, but there was such a thought out there that electricity is really a pre-existing fire that you're adding. Now again, according to the Chazinish, electricity is Boin V'Soyser, so it's not even a Shaila. Boin V'Soyser is not mutter and Yom Tov, so it wouldn't be helpful anyways.
Just I'm trying to look at this with the Chaim Moizer.
Yeah.
He held electricity.
Eish Mamsh.
So he held the derisa.
Yeah.
Future. So he would have no hand
turn. No. But turning on a new fire is only Asim Midrabban on Yom Tov. So turning on a light switch would only be Nesid Rabban on Yom Tov. On Shabbos is Nesid Raisa. On Yom Tov, it's like turning on a fire, but I'm allowed to strike a match Midrabban. Midrabban. It's only Asim Midrabban.
But what about something which doesn't involve fire but is electricity, like turning on a fan?
Right, so that would be usur for whatever reason you hold electricity as usur. That's going to be something else.
Okay.
That's a different problem.
Fine,
that's correct. That would be a different problem. According to the Chazanish, it's still usur there,
right?
Because the circus that are.
Right.
The big tumma that everyone fights about on Yom Tov is yahrzeit candles. Mm. Yahrzeit candles. When do you light yahrzeit candles? When should someone light a yahrzeit candle? So you'll say to yourself, what's the problem? yahrzeit candle, I'm allowed to, again, I can't strike a match to light the yahrzeit candle. But if I have a fire under my gas, so I'll move the fire from my gas to the yahrzeit candle on Yom Tov. That's not so pashut. Why? The Shulchan Aruch writes in number 19, Nersha Batala, a fire of Batala, a useless fire. Tahayinu she'ein atzorichlei. There's no need. It's useless. You have a candle sitting in, if I wanted to light a candle today, in this room, it's a useless candle. So the Shulchan Aruch also ladlikah. You're not allowed to light it. You're not allowed to light it on Yom Tov. Now, it doesn't mean strike a match. It means I'm not even allowed to be maverit. Why? Because the heter of Havar is only the Tzarech Yom Tov. Avo shal beis ha-knesset le-chashe batal, but in the shul, it's always justifiable. Fine. So let's say, for example, today, this is Rav Shechter's big argument. He holds today, there's no justification for lighting Neris Yom Tov on the second day Yom Tov. Your dining room is lit up beautifully. You're going to go light a candle. For what? What are you adding to the ambiance? You're not doing anything. It's completely lit. So that's why he's of the opinion that you don't light Neris Yom Tov on the second day. So I just heard today one of his shurim, he says, that Rav Asher Weiss argues, Rav Asher Weiss says, what are you talking about? Our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers always used to light with candles on. Said Rav Shechter, I'm older than Rav Asher Weiss, and I remember a time when it wasn't like that. I remember a time when people didn't have lights and it was taka dark in the room. So this is one of the big machlokes between the two of them. They hold, Rav Asher Weiss thinks, the minhag I was saying to be a day, we light candles on the second night. So the argument that other people make is that the light, the candles, add something to the suda. It adds to the ambiance. Why do you go to a restaurant, they give you candles and they have lights? It adds to it. So Rav Shechter wasn't convinced. And one of his talmidim told this to him. He said, I don't know. I don't know if that's convincing enough of an argument.
But it's a mitzvah. You're making a
bracha. Right? So he's saying the mitzvah was only when it was taka dark. And a chanami. When was there? So some people do is they have a time, a clock. My Rebbe does this. He has his lights hooked up to a clock. So let's say, for example, 10 minutes before a candle lighting on Yom Tov, the lights turn off. And then his wife lights the candle and she makes a bracha. So someone told us, Rav Shechter said, Mechdes, you have to do that. Kuli hai, you don't have to do. So he's of the opinion. I have a Talmud of mine who told me that he hosted Rav Shechter for a Yom Tov. And on the second day Yom Tov, his mother put out the candles. So Rav Shechter said, don't bother. We don't light candles on the second day. Okay, so he doesn't light.
The first,
you can turn off the lights in your house.
You should turn off the lights.
Yeah, we did when we did the sugya of Neir Shabbos. We mentioned that back then. That really, you should turn off the lights. I tried doing that. My wife, what are you doing? Turn off the lights. What's going on? Okay, but really, you probably shouldn't. Your house is fully lit. It's not really justified why you can use the Neir Shabbos like that. But that's where he argues that this is the case of Neir Shabbatal. So the question is, what's a yahrzeit candle accomplishing? Is it a Neir Shabbatal? So the Be'er Halacha writes, the Ner Shel Yahrzeit. And there's an interesting diyuk in the Lashonos over here. He calls it a Ner Shel Yahrzeit. Now, there's two different types of Ners that people light. People light a Ner on any time you say Yiskar, and the people thought they have a Yahrzeit. I know, two different Ners. So he writes, a Ner Shel Yahrzeit, im lo yidliku be'erv yomtif, yadlikenu akoponim b'chedesh ha'ilchem ba. The Be'er Halacha writes, you should light it in at least a room where there's going to be action. At least where you're going to eat. The ma'isav ayir b'chedesh, you're adding on light to the room. But the yoytzeh type shed l'kenu v'esek nesis. You really have the yoytzeh candle in shul. The yoytzeh mechshash ner shabatol. So someone told me Hungarians, they have the yoytzeh candle in shul. Why Hungarians? Because I think the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that you're not allowed to light it at home. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was Hungarian, so Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you have to have it in the shul because otherwise you can't justify it. So what happened was on the day that they said yiskor, everyone would go into shul and there'd be 20 yoytzeh candles in shul and everyone would light it from another pre-existing fire. That's like this Be'er Halacha.
What's the case that you lit it on the Yom Tov?
Yeah, from a pre-existing fire.
Right.
But that the Shulchan Aruch said you're not allowed to do.
I suppose
to have it go for 3 days. So that's maybe better. So the Be'er Halacha concludes, Ubishas Adchak, Efshad Yesh Lahat B'chol Gavni, Bishas Adchak, maybe you can light it under all circumstances. The Habike ain't Ner Shul Mitzvah. Maybe it is a Mitzvah. Shul Chavra Voisov. You're doing it to honor to your parents. Chaim is bar b'tshuvas k'sav seif. So the Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasi number 21 points out. He says, "How do you learn this b'shas atchak?" Does b'shas atchak mean do this every single Yom Tov, or b'shas atchak means I forgot or it blew out or whatever? What? How do you read this line? He writes, "Yesh la'ayin ibichi agav the mutar aflech atchil lahamtem and lahadik adlo Yom Tov oydil ma'aber alocha dafka b'di'evim lahadik b'boydayim." Most people fall in the second category. They create themselves to be a b'dieved every year. And every year, they light the neiros, they light the yahrzeit candle on the second day. The Shemar Shabbos Kochazi is not so convinced that's right. The Mishnah Berurah writes in number 22. He writes Val Kei Mutter. He's talking about over here Amil and Ochri. Let's say a guy has yahrzeit on Shabbos, and it's Bein Hashmoshes. It's before Tzeis Gechavim, and he realizes, oh, I forgot to light the yahrzeit candle. So he can't light it himself, but can he ask a goy? So we know what's the rule. Shvos is shvos b'makim mitzvah. You're allowed to ask a goy to do a derabbanon if it's a makim mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah?
Says the Mishnah Berura. V'alkei motu loyim l'eni Yehudi ben Hashmash l'hadik ner yartzeit. Me'achah sho'oilom nizorim b'zeh chashvinon kil tzarech gadol. It's considered tzarech gadol. One of the heterim is tzarech gadol. Just a big need. So I saw someone made a cute nafkamina that the Be'alacha in both places talks about yartzeit. Maybe yartzeit is more severe than the day you say yiska. Because there's no real makar to light a candle the day you say yiska. That's minah. It's more of a makar to light a candle that you have a yartzeit. So there are those who want to tell you, this whole Be'alacha is not talking about a yiska candle, it's talking about a yartzeit candle. Okay, maybe such a chelak. Halach lemaisa, I think the more correct thing would be is to tackle light a three-day candle. That would be more correct. Or try to put it somewhere in a room that's actually going to get some form of a light. So then the Nitzik Avil makes a gavaldik diyek. So the Nitzik Avil, let's say someone has a yard site or yiskar for another parent. Many people tell you light candles for siblings. So then you don't have the svar. What was the svar of the Be'al Locha? Kavod avoysov. There's no kavod avoysov in a sibling. So the Nitzik Avil writes, number 23, lahadlik ner l'nishmas shar krevav, yesh lach mishloit ladliku. For other relatives, we don't have a mitzvah of kibud of aim. That's not right. Eliad likum amakim shayichlim shom ayedei kot. He thinks because the whole het of the Be'al Locha was mishum kavod avoysov. This is not my avoysov. So therefore, he thinks if you're going to light a yartzeit candle for anyone besides for a parent, you should taka light it before Yom Tov, or not light it at all. That's not the right thing to do. Okay, so that's all with regard to that. Let's return a little bit to talk about the gas for a second. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a pretty famous tshuva. The problem is today most of the new ovens don't have a pilot light anymore. My mother-in-law has an old oven. She says, I'm never getting rid of it. I said, why? I got the pilot light. It's kavaldik for Yom Tov. I said, what about the rest of the year? It's an old, decrepit oven. The rest of the year, you're making such sorrows from it. I'm never going to get rid of it because of Yom Tov three times a year. Okay? Some people think like that. I don't know. I would ready to make... I think it's financially more kedai to get a good oven for the rest of the year. Yom Tov is only a small part of our life. But okay. But if you have a pilot oven, Yom Tov is so much more simple. Why? So if you have Moshe Nechuva, Bedover l'haligis ha-gaz b'Yom Tov ma'a pilot light. If you want to light the gas from a pilot light, so if you have Moshe Poshut Shemut. That's not a problem. Ke'im b'zech shash moilad esh. This is not a problem of moilad esh. Elohu hadloka me'esh hadoyle kvar. It's like you're lighting from a pre-existing fire. V'loi domi la'electric heat. It's not like electric heat. She'esh shash havalodes esh. Shelachain osel la'hadlak. So if you have a pilot light, you have no problem. So if you have a pilot light going on in the oven, then you have no problems of take that and... I don't know. Again, I don't know. What's the lumpness of a pilot light? How's it working? That there's a fire. There's a fire.
It's there all the time.
Yeah. Doors
out. Right? It's kavaldik. Yeah. So what happens when you turn on the gas? What are you doing?
You're just extending it.
You're extending that fire to go there?
Yeah.
That's okay. Kavaldik. Okay. You're moving the fire. That's mutter. Yeah. So Zoktiv Moshe, if you have a pilot light oven, you're good to go in Yom Tov. You have no problems.
So going to Moshe, if you had a pilot light stoked up, should be able to turn it off also. It shouldn't be mechanical.
Yeah, because the pilot light's still on.
Sounds about right.
Right. That's what they say. That's what they say. B'shem Rav Moshe.
And with the old-fashioned water heater, you can turn the water hot on and off.
That's right. See, the problem is with technology, life got better, but life got more complicated. Yeah. So we'd all go back to having pilot light ovens. Yom Tov would be much more simple. But here's the famous Rav Moshe's tshuva. Oh, we'll come back to that in a second. In that same tshuva, Rav Moshe is going to discuss the shaila. What about lowering the fire? This happens at every Yom Tov. Right? You're sitting there. You're trying to cook the food. Let's say, for example, you made the gas too high. So if you leave it the way it is, the food's going to burn. Am I allowed to lower the fire so the food doesn't burn? That's mechabe. The halach is if I lower a fire on Yom Tov. Let's say I turned on my gas before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, I want to lower the flame. That's awesome.
Just lowering it, even though you have a cover?
Yes.
You
start off on that. No. I'm talking about the point is lowering a fire, lowering a flame is also under the banner of mechabe. Now, the question is a mutla tzarech echol nefesh. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over in number 25 on the third page.
Well, why is it considered kibbutz?
You're minimizing the fire. Kibbutz is not only extinguishing a fire, it's minimizing a fire. Ma'avi would also be increasing a fire.
So then why, I know the Shmir Sham still chasol, you know, like on the old time clocks. You know, they say, let's say, like, if it's on, you could extend the on. If it's off, you could extend it off. Why should that be? That should also be a problem, no?
Why?
The ones with the trippers.
No, but you're not changing.
Yeah, you're not doing it. You're just, I guess, it's a form of a grumble, maybe.
For me,
I'm not sure. That's another shift.
Can you make a fire higher in order to cook the food? Better?
L'chayr, yes.
So
let's see. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 25, we're on the last page. Wow. I didn't think we'd get here so fast. Okay. Zark the Mechaber. Also, the Chab is the Lake of Yom. You're not allowed to extinguish a fire in Yom Tif. Afilum Raya Basis Shinisuf. Even if Nebuch, you see your house is burning down, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire. Why? It's not Reichel Nefesh. Now, again, Bizmanazet, this is not the case. Rabbi Ribiat writes this in a Sefer, like, you know, big bold. Bizmanazet, things are very different. We live in close homes. A fire can be a tragedy. People can, you know, people can die. He used to be Amol. Guy had a house in the middle of the farm, so he loses his house. No one dies. Everyone survives, but he loses his money. It's just money. But today, a home is, especially where I live, the homes are on top of each other. It can, a whole neighborhood can go down very quickly. So fires are now are different. Fine. In Shulchan Aruch it says a fire, you're not allowed to extinguish a fire because what's the heter? Again, you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov just for the just because it's Yom Tov. It has to be oichel nefesh. So where's the oichel nefesh? So one second you'll say, I don't have any food. The house burned down. So did the kitchen, and so did the freezer, and so did the fridge. Said the Shulchan Aruch, "Afidum Rabbi Yisrael, im ein shom sakaros nefashos, ve'im mechaben habakoyis, va'afidu kedei shloys ashen habayis." I'm not allowed to take out a fire, even if I don't want the house to smoke. Oyhakadeira, I don't want the pot to burn. Let's say a person wants to have, he left the candle on in his room and he wants to have tashmish. Halacha is you're not allowed to have tashmish in front of a light. So he wants to turn off the light. Teres says, no, that's not letzarich, that's not justifiable kibbutz. Says the Rambam, v'yeshayim, the dafka im efshel ha'atzal ha'kadei b'loi kibbutz. When did the Mechaber say, I'm not allowed to bring the dish? I'm not allowed to save a burning fire? My food's going to burn. Isn't that oichel nefesh? Says the Rambam, yes, that you could. Avul mi efshel ha'atzal ha'kadei levash ha'kadei b'in yinachev. Let's say there's no other way to save the dish. Rak sheyichv, unless you extinguish it, muto lichvois, then you are allowed to extinguish the fire. So if the food is burning, so then I'm allowed to lower the gas. Now, one second, there's another option. Take it off the gas, right? But then it's not cooked, right? So you have to balance all this. So Mishmur writes in number 26, Me'ishon, kigoin, sheyochel lasos eish b'mokim acher ulahamida sham. Says Mishmur, what happens if I have one fire going and it's too high. So I want to lower the fire so the food doesn't burn. But why don't I have a better idea? I have another gas that's right next to it. So instead of lowering fire number A, just take it off fire A and put it on fire B. Well, what's the problem? Well, why don't I just light another fire and start a lower gas going? So Zok the Magen Avraham, yeah, you have to do that. You're not allowed to be mechabit if you could put it on to another ish. So here's the Achrenim also. Here's the big shayla. If you pass like this, Magen Avraham. So let's say, for example, you have pilot oven. So if you have a pilot oven and you have one gas burner going and it's too high, so you say I got to lower the fire. Why? Put it on the next burner and make a lower fire.
Even with the pilot.
Or let's say, for example, I have real candles. So I'll take a starter. I'll put it under a smaller fire. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that same Tshuva that I quoted you, Rav Moshe writes, "Ubedavar lahakdin es eish b'yamtif." If you want to lower a fire in yamtif, he needs up to Rav Moshe. Kishetzarich lahakdin es eish kedosh leyisrif v'liskalkil hatavshol shebekdeiru. You don't want it to get ruined. Mutter. I think a lot of people go a little crazy with this. They lower the fire too fast. Oh, it's going to get ruined. It's not going to get ruined. Sometimes it's not going to get ruined. You think it's going to get ruined. So many of the places say it's going to get burnt. Not that it's not going to be as geschmack. It's got to be to the point it's going to be really, really ruined. Not just that, it would be a lot better if it was cooked at a different temperature. But it's got to get ruined. Says Rav Moshe, "V'af im yochel aniach eish da'agod l'havik eish ha'achir shikoton." I could put it on another fire. So Rav Moshe, yochel v'haktin eish da, you could still lower it v'loy l'havik eish ha'achir, you don't have to start a new fire. Kikishu l'tzerich ha'tavshul, because you're doing it l'tzerich the food. Ein chilek ben hadlok l'kiva, it's all mut. There's only one problem with Rav Moshe's psak. It's against the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the Magen Avraham. Didn't the Mishnah Berurah quote a Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham said, if you have an option to start a low fire, you start a low fire. So this is the Nigus Moshe Chelik Aleph. Nigus Moshe Chelik Dalid. So one of the Tendlers, I think one of the grandchildren Tendler, asked Rav Moshe Deshailo. They said, Zayda, your psak is against the Magen Avraham. So Rav Moshe answers up why he thinks it's not against the Magen Avraham. We're short on time, so you can read it inside, how the Magen Avraham was talking about a different type of a fire. Okay, Ayin Shom, Rav Moshe sticks to his guns, he thinks, Allah Lamaisa, you can still lower the fire. There are many Achrenim who disagree with Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yaakov Breish, and others, but Rav Moshe is Rav Moshe. So according to Rav Moshe, you can have, let's say in case you have two fires on the burner going, and one is very high and one is much lower. So you say to yourself, why should I lower fire one, just put it on fire two? So Rav Moshe, you don't have to. You can lower fire number one. That's Rav Moshe's psak halacha lemaisa. Okay, now I want to talk a little bit over here. Number 30, very quickly. Writes over here. V'le'itiru kibbutz rak shel yisrof oichel. It's not mutter to extinguish a fire or to lower fire only if it's going to get burnt. So it shouldn't get burnt. Avol ein lechabes eish kedesh lo yachrik tzas es alechem. v'lo yira noya. He says, let's say it's going to look bad. Looks burnt. Doesn't look well. That's not a heter. It's got to be that it's going to get ruined. If it's going to lose a little bit of the taste, that's already mutter. But if it's just going to be how it looks, that's not a heter. So those people that are having, big suda, having a lot of guests, and it's all about the presentation, that's not a heter because it's going to get burnt. It has to be, it's going to affect the taste.
So does it have to be at the point in that time? So let's say if you let it go for 10 minutes that way, it would happen, but then do you have to do it the 9th?
No, I think the point is you're doing it, let's say, with this. Preventing it from burning. Now you're talking about, I'll take it off, but if I take it off the fire, it's not going to cook. So that would be mutter.
Last week we said, if you cook on Yantif, the food will be better. Now we're saying if it will be better, we can't change the flame?
Right, now we're saying to do kibui. Kibui is only mutter if it's going to get ruined.
So we can do
bishul. Right, kibui and bishul are different. That's right. That's right. Kibui and bishul have different rules. Yeah, very strange thing. Comes out like that. Yeah.
So,
same rice.
That comes out like that, right?
So with ovens which have a Shabbos mode.
Right.
Where you can raise or lower the temperature.
It's electric, right?
It's electric, and it's a grammar of some kind, because it doesn't happen immediately. That's mutter?
Those who assume so, right? They assume it's mutter, because it's some form of a grammar. Yeah, I don't know if everyone agrees to that. Right, some form of a grammar. But I want to talk about a shayla. Is there any way? So let's say, for example, you left the light on in your bedroom on Yom Tov. So what can you do? So we said before, you ask a guy, is there any way in our mind that you can turn off the light yourself? So there's a long ber halacha there, which we didn't get to. The ber halacha talks about a shayla that we mentioned before. The guy has a light on in his room and he wants to be able to have tashmish. He wants to have relations with his wife. But the halacha is, you're not allowed to have tashmish with the lights on. So what's he supposed to do? So the ber halacha discusses, maybe you're allowed to turn off the light yourself. How do you justify that? So the same way, you're allowed to have kibui letzarech oichol nefesh. What's oichol nefesh? Oichol nefesh doesn't only include food, it includes bodily needs. Right, that's why you gotta use hot water on Yom Tov? That's also oichol nefesh. So maybe tashmish is like oichol nefesh. So the ber halacha is not, the ber halacha is not really matarit. He writes at the end that if you have no other eitzah and it's a second day Yom Tov, maybe you could be mekum. So the Tzitz Eliezer writes lefizeh something like a light while you're trying to sleep. That's oichol nefesh. That's a pain in the neck. So he thinks lefizeh maybe you'd be allowed to turn off the light yourself. Comes along the Ber Moshe says, no, that's ridiculous. We're not going to be mad to that. But you can ask a guy. Yeah, no shayla, ask a guy. But the Ber Moshe quotes from the Tzitz Eliezer, number 33, the Tzitz Eliezer has a possibility that he thinks, he writes, B'tanai shalei ha'efshe b'shom oifin l'sad ve'yam t'shich v'adeshon. I mean, we're talking about a case where there was no way it could have been arranged properly. I mean, this was like a crazy, crazy fluke, something that happened, meaning you could have set it on a timer, he set the timer and everything, and for some reason, it went on, whatever the case is. So he thinks b'shas atchak you'd be able to do it yourself. Says the Ber Moshe, I don't think so. I think that's a little too much out there. I don't think it's mutter. But again, amil and achri is for sure mutter. Because again, turning on a light, you're turning off a light, only nisdirabon, shvos, l'tzayrich. Again, going to sleep is definitely considered a tzayrich. If you're not going to sleep on Yom Tov, that's any ein lecha worse simchas Yom Tov than that, to be cranky, so that would be mutter.
And then you can ask direct, you don't have to hint.
You can ask direct. Right, you can ask direct. In air conditioner, they're even matter on Shabbos today. The contemporary price can mode that we can't handle heat. We're all mefunakim. We can't handle heat. So for us to be uncomfortable is already mutter straight up. Yeah. On Shabbos, they're matter. So, yeah, I'm yulun achim straight. So the last is number 39. Gash akav sabah hashaleves machmas aruach v'noidiv menu gaz. If you have a gaz and the fire blows out, mutter liskar hagaz. You're allowed to turn off the gaz. V'ein bezech shash total muktzah. It's not a problem of muktzah. But he writes, V'yitzkirenu b'shinoi kisha efshe. You should turn it off with the shinoi when possible. He writes in the bottom, it's like, graf shel re'i, u'ma gam del pomim ol lovi deis hakon, it's dangerous. U'bevada le'gar m'shivri z'chuch ha'shetiu lefnois m'shabbos. Right? The Halacha Shulchan Aruch says, if let's say pieces of glass break. So shivri z'chuch is muktzah. So why are you allowed to clean it up? Because it's dangerous. You're going to leave muktzah in the middle of the street. If a glass breaks in your house, you're going to leave it there. Someone's going to walk on it. So you're allowed to move muktzah. Let's say. So here also, even though the knob is muktzah, but you're allowed to be metaltal the knob because it's tiltal muktzah. Let's say for someone's health. So he writes in the bottom, in number 15, this is what happened in my house, one Yom Tov. I was giving a share in my shul, and my son and my daughter, they run to me, they said, the following shayla happened. You can't get more pressure when you're saying a shul in front of your baal batim. I will pay your salary, and someone comes with a real shayla off the street. It happened to be my kids. The shayla was like this: one of the gazes blew out. So the shayla is, instead of turning off the gaz, Why don't you just take a fire from somewhere else and put it to the thing? Would that be considered like creating an Eish Mechadosh? Shailah Zachar, that should be mutter. Right? Because again, I'm taking pre-existing Eish and I'm putting it to the gas. The gas is on, it's pumping. So Lachar, that should be mutter. So that's what he writes over here. He writes, it's mutter l'hadak Eish Kadesh l'yitla ha-gaz v'ein zinukar shalotzer kimish l'kavanasa b'havar azu l'mnoya reyach ha-gaz ha-manei ha-mesim chazan b'vad hu-tzerich yomtev. That Lachar should be mutter. Is that better than turning off? I don't know if it's better than turning off the gas. I think turning off the gas is mutter, but I think that would be mutter also.
Yeah.
So local ma'aser, if that happens, my wife came up with this chab. I was impressed. That was a good chab. She tried to take pre-existing fire, take it to the gas, and this way the gas is gonna continue to light. That's lachar mutter. That should be like considered havaras ish. It's moving ish. It's not creating ish mechadosh. It's not like creating new fire. You have the gas pumping through. I think that would be mutter. So Allah Almighty said that would be mutter. But
the gas is not considered.
I don't know. Is that considered creating a new ish? That's considered. I don't know.
Why is it?
I'm saying this new ish just existed now.
No, I'm saying the existing ish. Okay, that's a lot.
So you're saying that's not mutter. You're saying that would be like creating a new ish. I'm not sure. That's what I was misopic about. Would that be like considering new ish? This new ish wasn't here. By the pilot light, so the terrace is already Aish there. Here, Yesh Lodin, there's gas here.
Yeah.
You created the new Aish by putting a candle next to it. But again, Yesh Lodin, unless you consider that I just transfer that. What do you mean? When I take a candle A, I have a fire in candle A, then I take candle B, and I transfer the fire.
Right.
So now I have new Aish. The answer is no, I don't have new Aish. I took that Aish and moved it. So is that the same thing here also?
Yeah. What's the difference?
Both exist the same. Yeah.
No, but here I took this Aish, and I transferred it over to a Makam Hagaz, and that created the new Aish. Why is that any different than putting onto a candle?
Yeah.
Well, it's an existing age.
I mean,
no.
No, because it's...
No, I took a candle, and then I went to the gas.
Yeah.
Is not age.
No, but now I created...
Exactly.
Did I create or did I transfer?
No, it's transfer.
Azen is tapakti. I'm not so sure.
If you're lighting candles on second day on Tuesday...
You're transferring. You're transferring the fire. So he's suggesting that the gas creates the new fire.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
So if I'm only cooking on the second day...
Oh, what's the shayla on the second?
I don't have the gas on the first day, but I have a candle that's burning.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Can I turn on the gas the second night and transfer the fire?
That's the same.
So turning on the gas itself is not mutter, because that's something you could, that's creating a new fire. That would be considered mutter.
Turning on gas itself is not creating a fire.
No. But no.
You're just letting in the gas.
You're going to use the fire from something else?
Yeah.
That's telling what we're saying now, right? That's telling what we're saying now. Right. Yeah. Depends. That's right. That's correct. Same issue with the barbecue. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful Yom Tov. Good convention.